Welcome to The Visionary Mother, a podcast for the mother who sees business and life for what it can become and is ready to make it happen. I am your host, Kristen Laffrey. As a mindset and business coach, I support visionary mothers just like you to monetize their gifts, to create consistent impact and income, to create a life that feels deeply activated and aligned. Join me in these episodes where we dive into solidifying your foundations, aligning your mindset, and simplifying your strategy so that you can create growth in your business without sacrificing yourself or your family in the process. If you know you are here for something bigger and you are ready to bring it to life, then you are exactly where you're meant to be. Let's dive in. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. I am so excited to dive into this topic today because this is a topic that is so close to my heart. As you'll see as we get into this, I'm going to be diving really into when your motherhood journey becomes the catalyst or the driver for wanting to support other mums on their journey. And this has been such a big part of my own journey and my own experience in starting my business. And I'm going to share a little bit about that, but I really want to speak from this place of, if you've been through your motherhood journey or you're going through your motherhood journey and you have this pull to support others, whether that's to, you know, shift your career, create a business to support others, to create an impact in a bigger way, it's so important to recognize and trust that pull. So many of the women that I've worked with within this space of motherhood and parenting, their business started with a pull, a desire to support others, and it's led to them building businesses based around supporting others. And so I really want to dive into this topic today because this is something that I'm so passionate about, and you know, something that I wholeheartedly believe, that if you want to serve in this space and support other women within this space, this is such an important piece of work. And so this discussion is off the back of a magazine article that I released for Brains Magazine. Now, if you haven't yet seen on my Instagram, I announced that I will be an executive contributor for Brains Magazine throughout 2024. And so if you haven't yet heard of Brains Magazine, it's a global digital magazine focusing on entrepreneurship, personal development, leadership, and lifestyle. So I wrote an article speaking about when motherhood becomes your catalyst for wanting to create an impact-led business. And like I said just before, this has been such a big part of my own journey. Prior to having my daughter, I was very focused on my corporate career and using my skill set, my experience, my qualifications in finance and strategy, working for large organizations and sitting on not-for-profit boards. And now when I became a mom and I went through my own journey of fertility and birth and postpartum, it really unlocked this part of me that wanted to support others, that wanted to create a difference, that wanted to serve in a bigger capacity. And what I started to realize is that when I started to lean into this space more, there were so many incredible women that wanted to serve within this space. They were doulas, sleep consultants, lactation consultants, birth educators, fertility coaches, wanting to support others and create that lasting change. But the one key thing that I saw for so many women on their journey of building their business and supporting others was that they really struggled with this gap between holding this vision and bringing it to life. And so my role as finance manager for a large ASX listed organization, and like I said, sitting on not-for-profit boards, was really around supporting that implementation. So recognizing what those foundations were and those strategies were for building a successful business and supporting senior management to implement and refine that to reach their business goals and grow their business. And so when I started to lean into this space of wanting to support others and how I could create my mark on the motherhood parenting space, I started to recognize the support that was lacking for women that were building their businesses in this area. And so that's what kind of led me into this space of, you know, business consulting and working with women within the space of fertility, birth, postpartum, parenthood, motherhood, right? And so what I saw for so many of them, like I said, was that they had this desire or this pull to serve others and create a difference, whether that was from their own journey or, you know, something was lacking in their own journey and they felt there was a need for it. But they had this pull, they had this desire to support others. And that business side of it and turning it into a profitable business, that was the challenge for so many women. And so I really want to dive into this because, like I said, for me, this started as me wanting to support others, me wanting to see change within the space of motherhood and parenting. But what I see for so many women, and like I said, this is what I saw for myself, is that motherhood is this profound experience that so many women go through that changes their life. And whether that's, like I said, fertility or birth or pregnancy or postpartum, for so many women, they go through this motherhood experience and it leaves them wanting to create change. And so often for so many women, it leaves them reevaluating what their priorities are, what their values are. And so not only have they gone through their own experience and seen the value of support or the gap that exists for support, but they've gone through their own identity shift and their own reevaluation to really ask themselves, what do I want with my life? And so for so many women, what I see from this is I start to look at, who am I now? What do I want to do? Do I want to go back to my previous career? Do I want to do something different? Do I want to start a business? And, you know, there's so many different reasons that I see women wanting to deep dive into this shift. And I see this both in both a personal perspective, but also a professional perspective as well, in terms of what influences this and wants them to create this change. And so one of the key reasons that I've seen women wanting to change their career and move into this space is that they've had a shift in their priorities. And like I said, for so many women, when they become moms, whether that's the first time, the second time, the third time, it can really lead to this reevaluating life and your life goals and your priorities, and, you know, really connecting to, what do I value and what's most important to me? And so for many women, they desire this flexibility, this work-life balance, and in particular for myself, this more meaningful work that aligns with my values. That was something that I loved, like that was a key driver for me. But another key reason for so many women wanting to shift their career and change what they're doing is potentially the need for flexibility. So as a little bit of context, when I started my business, I had a 6-month-old at the time and I was 3 months pregnant with my son. And so having two children so close together, I knew that when my second was born, I couldn't go back to work. And so for me, I really needed that flexibility to work around my family that a traditional career wouldn't really have supported during that season of my life. And so I see for a lot of women that are at home with their kids, they want that flexibility to be with their children and to build something that allows them to create an impact, but it doesn't take away from who they want to be as a mom or how they want to show up for their family. And so another key reason for this, and probably one of the biggest drivers for me, was this desire to want to seek more fulfillment. And so for so many women that I speak to, you know, they've spent 8 to 10 years in their career and they've done the same thing, and maybe they're not feeling as fulfilled in their career as they want to. And then they see this opportunity to create more meaning and purpose and do something that's, you know, not just going to grow them, but also grow society and move society forward. And they really see it as this opportunity to make a positive impact. And so for so many women, I see this shift in priorities, this, you know, need for flexibility, but also wanting to seek this fulfillment in terms of their career as being a key driver for wanting to potentially leave their career or do something different. But I think there's also many professional factors that play in here. And like I was talking about before, whether it's that lack of work-life balance, whether they feel capped in terms of how much they can make, you know, the reality of running a business is that you get to build this to reach your personal and financial goals. And I truly believe that if you're building a business that is profitable and sustainable, what you're doing is you're building it in a way that serves you, serves your lifestyle, but it's in a way that works for you, right? It's sustainable because you're working the hours you desire to work. And there's so many ways to grow and scale a business that really does take away that limitation of needing to trade my time for money. And so this can be a key factor for a lot of women in wanting to transition into a business to, you know, remove that limitation that might exist in terms of how much they can make if they go back to their career. And so whatever that reason is for you, like I was saying, if it's that flexibility, if it's that desire to create an impact, to serve, to support others, or there's been this shift in priorities in terms of your life goals and your values and really connecting to what it is that you want to create in your life, it is so important to connect to that. You know, I say this all the time, but motherhood isn't the end of you. It's really about you deciding who do you want to be. And this gets to be the invitation to become that next level version of yourself. And I truly, truly believe this, and I see this over and over again, is that you don't need to fit back into who you were before you became a mom. The same career, the same friends, the same things every day. You get to decide who you want to be. And at the moment, if you have this pull to start a business and work with mothers and create a shift within this space, then trust that calling. And so I really want to speak to this because I think what's so important to recognize is that if you've been through your own journey, whether that's fertility struggles, birth challenges, postpartum depression or anxiety, whether you've had a lack of community or support and see the need for others to have that support you didn't have access to, it's so important to see that you have a place in this. And you can create lasting impact, and particularly as well if you're wanting to build your business because you've seen a gap in the support for women, it's important to recognize that that gap already exists. There's a problem there, and you have the opportunity to provide a solution for that, right? And so recognizing this pull to want to support others is the first step in being able to move forward. But acknowledging that you want to build a career that's centered around supporting moms and creating a difference, if that's where you feel pulled and called and want to support women, then once again, trust that pull, trust that calling that it's guiding you towards the business that you want to build for yourself and for your family. And so I really want to break down today, what do you do if you're in this place of wanting to support others, you want to build your business, but you don't know what that looks like? I really want to start with those first steps in this. Like I said, for me, when I started this business, I didn't know exactly how I was going to contribute within this space. I knew I wanted to support mothers. I knew that more women needed support, but I didn't know how I could contribute. And so if you're in those early stages at the moment where you're asking yourself, how, where do I fit in? This is where I want you to start. But also as well, if you've been serving within this space for a while and maybe you want to shift or you want to do something different, or, you know, maybe you've become a mom again for the second or third time and there's something that's evolving and shifting within your work, I really want you to connect to these three steps today to support you in being able to move forward. Because like I said, we need more women supporting within this space. There is such a need for support. And this motherhood parenting industry is still in its infant stages of growth. And I can't emphasize that enough, that, you know, already over the past 4.5 years of supporting women within this space, we have seen so much growth within the industry, but we're truly such a small part of where this industry can go. And so if you're feeling this pull, it's now your time to decide that you want to become a leader within this space. You want to create change. And so the first step I really want you to connect to here is to determine what it is that you want to create. At the end of the day, this is your business. This is your way to create an impact and to serve. And you don't need to fit into any box. And I think this is really important to recognize because I work with a lot of women that have done multiple qualifications. You know, maybe they've done matrescence education. Maybe they've done a doula course. But they're now trying to find, well, what is my unique way to create an impact? And so you get to decide how you want to serve. You get to decide what services you offer, what packages you create. You get to decide. And so it's important for you to decide what it is that you want to build, right? This is your path that you get to create. This is your impact. This is the way that you get to serve. And you get to decide what that looks like. And so take the opportunity to connect with this. Brainstorm, get really clear. What is my vision? And this is a really, really important part in the process, because at the moment, this passion you have, this vision you have, it might not be completely clear, but it's coming from a place of you wanting to support people. And so what you do know is that you want to serve, you want to create a difference. And so you need to deep dive into this vision and understand, how is it that I want to serve? What do I want this vision to look like? And so the second part in this that I want you to connect to is that it's important to see your business in two parts. So you aren't just becoming a doula. You aren't just becoming a sleep consultant or a lactation consultant or a birth educator. What is really important to recognize is that you're also becoming a business owner. And this is really important to connect with, and something that a lot of people overlook is that by building this business, you're taking on the role of a business owner. And so, like I said at the very start of this podcast episode, this is the key gap that I see for a lot of women, right? Maybe they get their doula qualifications or their sleep consulting qualifications, or they build out a, birth education course, or they do training to be able to educate in the space of birth. But what they start to recognize is that you can have all the qualifications, you can have all this desire to support, but you need a business that's going to support you to bring that to life. And so the second piece in this that, like I said, is so important is I want you to see your business in two parts. And so yes, look at the qualifications. Yes, look at the skill set you need, but also don't underestimate the importance of building your business, expanding your business knowledge, implementing those foundations and strategies within your business, because that is what is going to support you to serve and create a difference, but in a way that's profitable and sustainable. And so breaking this down and recognizing, how am I building my skills as a doula or a sleep consultant or a birth educator, lactation consultant? And how am I building my skills as a business owner and the business to support me in being able to serve? This is the second point. And like I said, such an important point to connect to here. The final point that I really want to speak to is that you need to believe in the pull. And even if you don't know exactly what that is, it's guiding you. So a challenge I see for so many women within this space is that maybe they want to start their business, but they're on maternity leave and they know that at some point they're going to be going back to work, right? Or maybe you're starting your business, but you know you're going to have another child soon. And so you don't know what that's going to look like. Trust this pull and take the first step. I can't emphasize this enough, that even if you don't know exactly where you're going, get clear on how you want to serve, the way you want to create a difference. And like I said, build out both parts of your business, the skills and qualifications and the business that's going to support you to move forward and create an income and create an impact. But you need to trust this pull. You need to give yourself a chance to take that first step. And this is the reality that I see for so many women in business, is they don't back themselves. They don't back themselves enough to trust this vision and believe that they can build it into something incredible. And this is where I need you to focus. I need you to recognize that you can build this business. You can create this impact. There's no reason that you can't. And I really want you to see that and start to believe that, is that there are so many incredible women that are creating change within this space, whether it's for moms, whether it's within the corporate space, however they're providing these services, there are so many women that are not just serving within this space, but building, profitable and sustainable businesses. And it is possible for you too. And it's important for you to see that, because if you don't wholeheartedly believe that, you're not going to back yourself. You're not going to take the first step. And so even if you just want to take on one client a month, or if you want to, you know, just create a little bit of income on the side, recognize this is a vision for a business. You're building a business, and create those foundations and take those steps to support you in making that happen. And so these are the three key points I want you to focus on. Like I said, firstly, determine what it is that you want to create. What is this business you want to build? You don't need to fit into any boxes. You get to decide. Right, if you have multiple qualifications right now, you get to mix and match and decide how you can package that in a way that's going to support your clients. Secondly, see your business as two parts, not just about getting the qualifications and getting the skill set to serve, but also in building the business to support you in being able to do that. And the final point is to believe in yourself. Trust that you can make this happen. See the bigger vision. Believe that it's possible, even if you don't know exactly how it's going to work when baby number three comes along, or you go back to work, or you have to take up a part-time job. Whatever that looks like, you can make it work. And so the final point that I want to leave here with is that, like I said before, the maternal services industry is truly in its infant stages of growth, and there is so much potential for you to step into this space and to support women to create change. And it's so important for you to see that right now you get to lead that change. You get to become a leader within this space. And if you back yourself and believe in yourself and truly build those foundations that are going to support you in building this business, the potential for what you can build is completely, completely unlimited. And I want you to see that. I want you to believe in that, that you can create whatever you want to create. And so if you've been through your own journey and you have this pull to support others, truly trust it. Trust that you can build a business that's going to allow you to create massive impact in whatever way that is, but also believe that you can build this business in a way that's going to support you and your family and the lifestyle that you want to create, but build out those foundations and those strategies and the actual business that's going to support you in being able to create impact in a way that's profitable and sustainable. So I really hope this episode supports you today. Like I said, this is so close to my heart because this has been such a big part of my own journey, knowing that I've wanted to support others and really finding my own unique way in how I can do that, bringing together the skill sets that I have from, you know, 10 plus years in the corporate space, being a chartered accountant, having experience sitting on not-for-profit boards. And it's important for you to see that as well, is that you have a way to create an impact, to support change. And it's really important for you to recognize what that opportunity is and back yourself, because we need more women serving within this space. We need more people creating and leading change. And if you have a pull on your heart to do that, it means you're someone that is meant to be walking in this space. So I hope this episode served you today. Have the most incredible week, and I'll speak to you soon. It has been such a pleasure having you here today. If you have enjoyed today's episode, then make sure you jump over to Instagram and tag me in a story to let me know what it is that you are going to take from this episode today to apply to your business, to start solidifying those foundations, aligning your mindset, and simplifying your strategy so that you can turn this vision for impact into the profitable and sustainable business that you know it is here to become. Have the most incredible week. Until next time, take care.